Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I just received a text message from a number that didn't even look like it was from this country or from this planet. And this person claims to be Bad Tiki's agent. And there were a lot of cuss words. So Bad Tiki is not happy with me. But Bad Tiki, for the first time ever, will be appearing in the 5 o'clock hour. But I did write back and say, look, Bad Tiki will be on this show. But before that, it's Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco Day 5-0 is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And by New Jersey Lottery. Anything can happen in Jersey. And I'm here to give you the 5 draft scenarios that would be an American dream.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I love the
number 5.
Oh, yeah.
Reaction
yeah,
from people.
Like, okay, sure.
Cheap pop. All right, number 5. Known Eagles fan Abdul Carter comes out tonight to shake Roger Goodell's hand, breaks out an Eagles flag, and stomps on it in front of America. Because he's the New York Giant.
That would work. I like that.
Take that, Michael Strahan. Here we go.
Number 4.
31 teams tell Howie Roseman to stick it with his freaking trade proposals on draft night. And for once, nobody bends over for the Philadelphia Eagles.
So let me get this straight. Your first two American dreams involve the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Good to see they're not in your head.
They are the champs.
No, my Mets have already taken care of the Phillies, Evan, as you know. Here we go.
Number 3.
The Cowboys, once again, waste a first-round pick on a running back. Here we go.
Number 2.
Jet fans, I'm here for you. You get your guy in Membu. Gives yourself elite bookend tackles back-to-back years. You set up for the long haul.
It's not that Membu would be a bad pick.
It's an American dream.
My American dream is Tyler Warren. Honestly, and I think I represent a lot of Jet fans. And it's funny, last year I didn't want Brock Bowers, and I wanted the offensive tackle, which they did with Olu Fashanu. This year, complete reversal, give me the tight end. So that is not my American dream.
All right, Evan wants Kyle Pitts 2.0. Here we go.
Number 1.
And the number 1 American dream is not only do the Giants take a quarterback they believe in at some point tonight, he's also awesome, and Lombardi's are restored back across the parking lot. Take that. That's an American dream. Let's enjoy draft night.
There you go. Sean Moore asks his Cinco de 5-0 now.
Eagles suck.
For the very first time ever, in the 5 o'clock hour, we present to you Bad Tiki. And I should remind you.
Cover your children's ears.
Yes. If you have children in the audience, you may cover their ears. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being, not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Welcome back to the show, Bad Tiki!
It's time. It's Bad Tiki time. Happy draft day, you losers. I see you guys are enjoying a lovely Thursday at American Dream. I wasn't invited, but that's okay. I'm a little busy today anyway. Draft day is a big deal at the Bad Tiki Chateau. We go all out. It's invite only. No family, no friends, no annoying, yappy, positive Tommies. Just my army of over 140,000 Tikis putting on a grand gala event loaded with a star-studded lineup of only the biggest and most deranged heavy hitters in Hollywood. It's going to be a VIP overload, baby, an embarrassment of celebrity riches and world elite. My people, obviously you bums won't be invited. I want my guests to enjoy themselves. I'll be serving the finest albino caviar served on hand-pressed Himalayan crystal, grade A Wagyu beef flown in on a private jet piloted by Terry Bradshaw, and those little hot dogs with the toothpicks. Little piggy mirages in a blanket. Oink! Mel Gibson loves those little guys. Ain't no party like a Bad Tiki party, except for a Diddy party, but those are canceled now. So I'm back, baby! Oh, my first guest is here. Say hello to my guy, good Saquon.
Hey, Bad Tiki, I always show up early to help out because I'm a good friend, unlike some backstabbing Saquons I know. Today reminds me of when I was drafted. Back when the Giants had hope, Eli was still around, and team used to go out on awesome shirtless Timberland boots, boat rides with the boys, no chicks allowed. I was so excited on draft day. It was an amazing feeling to hear my name called and shake Roger Goodell's clammy little baby hand. All I could think about was being a Giant and going on a really cool boat trip with my new friends. But what the hell was Gettleman thinking? Everyone knows you never draft a running back in the first round. What an idiot. Anyway, no use crying over a wasted decade. I love you, New York. I'm good Saquon. I'm so good. You know, I'd rather be a good New Yorker than be a champion with one of the most dominant seasons in NFL history. That's for the birds, not for me.
Good Saquon. He's just so good. Oh, hey, it's AI Aaron Rodgers.
Namaste, friends. Happy draft day to everyone, except Aaron Glenn. Yeah, you know, I met him once. I flew across the country on my own dime, and he tried to poison me. Can you believe that? I had my eyes closed meditating to Hootie and the Blowfish, but I opened my third eye and caught him pouring poison red dye number 40 in my organic sun-brewed kombucha tea. That's attempted murder. The only thing worse than attempted murderer Aaron Glenn is hopeless loser Jets fans, especially the ones who are detached from reality like Brandon Tierney. BT once called himself unkillable. More like uncoolable. That's a joke about him not being that cool. I am cool. Not many people are as cool as me. I bet BT can't do as many push-ups as I can. Bad Tiki, I've served my sentence as your minion. Can I go now?
Not a chance, Aaron. Now go back to deworming the alpacas. Looks like you missed a few. Oh, we have another guest. Come on in, Philly Stray.
Hey, guys, it's me, Philly Stray, the Philly-loving AI clone of your beloved Michael Strahan. You guys want to know who the Giants should pick? Abdul Carter. He will look great in Kelly Green after the Giants let him walk in 3 years. Suck it, New York. I love Philly. I brush my teeth with cheesesteaks. I moisturize with Wawa coffee. I'm Philly Stray.
Thanks for coming, Philly Stray. This place is really filling up with stars. You guys are in for a real treat. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, Bad Tiki presents Beloved Goodell.
Greetings, mortals. It's me, Beloved Goodell. I'm just like regular Goodell, except everyone loves me. With the very first pick in the 2025 draft, Mrs. Roberts selects Bad Tiki over her loser husband, who has to change his pants after every positive Pete Alonso at bat. Evan, I bet you still have some of Pete's fart dust lingering in your beard from when you smooched his behind on the Rico Borgonzo podcast. You floppy, worn-out sock puppet. I have to go now. I have a long night of pretending I'm happy for these players. Really, I'm just collecting warm hugs. Although I am very beloved, I'm actually extremely lonely. It's a sad existence Bad Tiki has created for me. But them's the breaks. I guess it could be worse. At least I'm not negative, Tommy.
Beloved Roger Goodell, it must be nice to have everyone love you so much. Bad Tiki, why aren't we at American Dream? Why are we here with all of your AI-generated minions? We could be at the Dream Bar. We could be riding a roller coaster, enjoying a fun family experience and creating memories to last a lifetime. Bad Tiki, there has to be more to this life than screaming about the Knicks. Why can't they beat the damn Pistons? Where is Carl Anthony Towns? Why is Fat Joe allowed to sit courtside? Don't they know he's cursed? Oh no! Who invited AI Fat Joe?
Hey guys, it's me, AI Fat Joe. Remember that time I cost the Yankees a World Series? I've been on a roll. Since then, I lost a presidential election, and some even believe I started the LA wildfires. But now my focus is on the Knicks. I'll make sure this series ends in horrible disappointment for everyone who loves the Knicks. It's what I do. But today, I figured I'd come by to visit both the Giants and Jets war rooms and tank their drafts just by being here. Well, I gotta go now. Enjoy the draft that I'm about to absolutely destroy for everyone in the tri-state area. I'm Cursed Fat Joe. Peace!
Wow, I'm really proud of Cursed Fat Joe. He's come a long way. Okay, well, I gotta go now. Unkillable BT just got here, and he's not happy that AI Aaron Rodgers called him uncoolable.
Where the hell is AI Rodgers? Uncoolable? I'm very cool! I'm gonna snap both your ankles, Aaron! You loser!
See what you guys are missing? I'm not jealous at all that I wasn't invited to your American Dream draft party. Mrs. Roberts just got here with her famous buffalo chicken dip. Bad Tiki gonna be doing some double dipping. Bye, losers! Bad Tiki out.
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
Jeez.
That was unbelievable.
Well, thank you, Bad Tiki. We appreciate the visit. I gotta tell you, my favorite was Philly Stray.
Philly Stray.
I do like Philly Stray.
I thought Uncoolable BT. That's a very nice twist.
Very nice. Bad Tiki every Thursday at 4:30. Now, he did mention the New York Knicks. We are 2 hours away from Game 3 in Detroit, and I've got breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for this?
Maybe.
The Detroit Pistons have still not sold out.
Really?
Knicks Pistons, Game 3 in Detroit. Can you believe that?
Wow, what a backfire of a stupid plan to keep Knicks fans from buying tickets.
That was the backfire. They thought that the Pistons fans would firmly believe and they would fill the place up. And believe it or not, I'm on the website right now. Now, there aren't a lot of tickets left. I want to be fair. It's not like it's going to be
not sold out. It's the playoffs.
It is not sold out. If you could get to Detroit in the next 2 hours, mid-court, a little high up, kind of similar to my Knicks seats, $160.
That's not bad.
You can't even get into the Garden for $160.
No, you're right.
I am curious
about...
They
have standing room, right?
They do, but it ain't $160. Usually to get in for a Knicks playoff game, even the Pistons series, over $250.
For standing room.
Just to get in. Yeah, wow. Standing room. So, two things. Number one, on the surface, are Knicks fans going to infiltrate that building? I'm going to tell you why the answer is no, right off the top.
Why?
Because Knicks fans don't believe. Let's just be honest.
Is that true, Tommy?
They don't believe.
No, that's untrue.
You believe?
Of course I believe. Evan thinks I've quit on the Knicks. I haven't quit on them. I have said they're day-to-day. That doesn't mean you quit on them. I'm just taking it day-by-day like we all are.
I won't
and no matter Shut up, Negative Tommy. No matter where you go in this great country, there are Knicks fans.
There are.
So for Evan Roberts to stand up here and say that Knicks fans won't take over a Piston building
they
tonight
won't.
Is false. There will be loud Knicks chants.
No, they
will take
won't.
Over. Absolutely.
I'll tell you why,
it's a
though.
Quick flight or, like you, a 9-hour drive. You could stop at Gettysburg and then you'll enjoy
No one will lead us.
Enough.
By the way, I was analyzing driving from Green Bay to Detroit. Like, no. Let's hit the draft, then get to Detroit, then go back to Green Bay for the rest of the draft. I was thinking about it. And then I realized that my wife would leave me for Bad Tiki if I actually yes. tried to pull that off.
Oh, you were thinking about doing that.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to recommend it for people who are listening to us on the Odyssey app out in Green Bay.
Do I recommend that?
How far was it?
It's about 8.5 hours,
oh,
which I don't think is a big deal. 8.5 hours?
It doesn't time up right.
No, here's what you would do. So tonight, you'd go to the NFL draft, right? Then you'd go for, actually, you know what? Tonight, you go to the Knicks game. Then you go to the NFL draft for rounds 2, 3, 4, and then Sunday afternoon, you're back in Detroit for a big game 4.
So just to be clear, you want to be in Detroit for the game and then go drive 8.5 hours for the least sexy part of the draft, of which the Giants may not even have the 34th pick.
Disagree with you. Okay. I think that the sexiest part of the NFL draft is actually the middle rounds. Because that's where you're probably going to get your quarterback.
Yeah, for most people, but for New York Giant fans who might be the New York Knicks fans that are in Green Bay, they want to be there for the first round, number 3, and then ultimately for when the Giants come back into the first round.
Disagree.
Number 18 or whatever, because round 2, they're not going to have anybody.
But I'll tell you why you're wrong about that. Round 1, as of right now, feels the most predictable. Oh, it'll probably be Abdul Carter. But we can't project the second and the third and the fourth
Evan,
round. I disagree with you guys. You guys are wrong about this.
No.
Take your L.
The definition was sexy. You want to tell me they're important rounds? That's one thing. There's nothing sexy about sitting there in the dry heat during rounds 3 through 7 a Saturday afternoon, hoping you take a punter in the fifth round.
Dry heat in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
It's April.
Doesn't even exist. But I want to make something clear. It's not that Knicks fans have given up. It's that it takes time and investments to go to road postseason games, something we did as a show last year in Philadelphia. I don't think the Knicks fan is believing enough to get on an airplane or their car to drive to Detroit, Michigan to see the Pistons against the Knicks. I think if they get to the Boston series, different story.
Right.
I do. I just think this is not going to motivate people to go on orbits and book a flight to Detroit.
See, I still think it will, but one thing you're not saying is that there are transplants everywhere. There are New Yorkers everywhere. I'm sure there are plenty of New Yorkers that live locally that are going to go to the games. And I still think fans are going to want to go because it's cheaper, because they could do the experience. They could even double dip, like you said, and go to the draft. And it's having experienced it last year, my recommendation, if you could ever go to an opposing place, do it, especially for playoffs.
Especially if someone will pay for you. That's what's
really...
Well,
hold on a second. I offered you water. You said no.
You know how Tommy doesn't believe either? I'm seeing all these Knicks fans out here. Tommy can't wait to get in my car at about 7:02 tonight.
Well, hold on a second.
You don't want to watch the Knicks game here in America?
He can't wait to miss the first quarter of the Knicks game tonight.
The Knicks game should have been last night.
Matter of fact, he told me on the drive-in, Sean drives slower on the GWB getting home.
It should have been last night. And you are Bobby Bacala. I'm Uncle Junior. I don't have a car. You got to get me home. I can't sit here for 6 hours after the show. I got to get home at some point.
You know what? I cut you some slack. You want to get home. You want to watch a very pivotal game three. And I'll tell you this right now. Two things. This is IBO talk about this game tonight.
Okay.
Number one, this is going to define Karl Anthony Towns.
Mm. Yeah.
How he responds.
Because Julius Randle went down in a heap of hell. Karl Anthony Towns went down standing in the corner. There's a difference. There is. And I'm mildly surprised by it because...
The problem is I think he was told to stand in the corner.
Oh, no. I mean, was he? Tom Thibodeau said, get the hell out of the way and just stand there while Tobias Harris defends you?
Yeah.
And Jalen Duren can defend the paint?
We're going to run pick and rolls with Brunson and Hart. Go stand in the corner. Maybe we'll find you when they collapse.
I think,
and they never did.
I think partially Tom Thibodeau can draw up more aggressive plays and getting Kat involved, but also Kat needs to be more aggressive. He had three touches in the second half of the game. I'm not talking about
he's not the
touches.
Ball, he's not the ball handler. So
he can demand the ball in the post, drag a double.
Okay, if Karl Anthony Towns stands there and goes, hey, Jalen, give me the ball.
Yeah.
What do you think Jalen's going to do?
Jalen's going to give him the damn ball.
He's going to say, go get in the corner.
And do what?
Stand there. Wait for me to give it to you.
By the way,
I'm going to drive, be double teamed. You're going to be wide open. I'm going to try to take the shot anyway.
So you're one of the guys blaming Jalen?
No, I'm not blaming Jalen.
You just described it like it's Jalen's fault.
I'm just saying that Karl Anthony Towns doesn't have the agency to demand the basketball from Jalen Brunson. He just doesn't have it.
Why in the first half of the game did we see a more aggressive Karl Anthony Towns? Why?
Because Jalen Brunson was smarting. He had to go in and change his shoes for 60 seconds. Don't you remember that?
No, but that's not why Karl Anthony Towns was an effective first-half player. We've seen him
Was he an ineffective second-half player?
I'm telling you why. Because Karl Anthony Towns acted scared of the moment.
No, because Brunson took over.
See, I don't think that's fair. I think the criticism of
Evan,
Brunson.
That's what we saw.
No, what we saw was Kat standing in the corner. We saw Kat showing no aggressiveness. We saw Kat almost being afraid.
But that's what
we saw.
But that's what he's supposed to do.
No, it's not.
How do you know?
Because that's not what happened in the first half of the game. That's not what happened most of this season.
Then why did he do it?
Because he got scared of the moment.
No, he didn't. I refuse to
believe that. So whose fault is it? It's Jalen Brunson's fault?
It's Tom Thibodeau's fault.
Okay, we'll put some on Tom, but you're sitting here basically saying it's Jalen Brunson trying to...
I'm just saying, you're saying Kat has to be more aggressive.
Yes.
If Kat is more aggressive, Jalen Brunson's going to tell him to go scratch.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I don't buy it.
Then why did he stand in the corner?
Because he was afraid. We're going to go in circles.
He's not afraid.
Well, he played like it, and he played like it a lot at times this season. And I would bring it up to you, like, yeah, final few minutes of games, Kat's not involved in this offense.
And my point then was the same as it is now, because Jalen Brunson takes over at the end of the game.
So you're blaming Jalen Brunson?
The usage rate of Jalen Brunson in the second half, particularly the fourth quarter, is astronomical compared to what it normally is.
So you're blaming Jalen Brunson?
I'm not blaming Jalen Brunson.
You just said you are.
I'm telling you, Tom Thibodeau is telling Jalen Brunson to handle it.
So you're blaming Jalen Brunson and Tom Thibodeau?
Vis-a-vis Tom Thibodeau, yes.
Okay. I blame Karl Anthony Towns. And I think tonight's going to define him in a major way.
Hmm.
Tonight's going to be a night where we find out a little bit more about Kat and a little bit more about the Knicks. Because I think the Knicks are going to win this series. That's not me playing games with you.
Only if they win this game.
Well, yes. But when I see the Knicks fans, like this guy sitting right here, and I joked with him, I said, you guys are losing tonight. That's me trolling. That's me having fun. Honestly, I think you're going to win tonight. And I've said since the beginning.
You think the Knicks are winning tonight?
You think the Knicks are winning tonight? Yeah, Knicks in five, he says. That's what I said. Knicks in five.
Maybe seven.
But tonight is the night where we find out if they've got guts or not. Because tonight's
guts.
The night, yeah. Because if they're who I think they are.
I don't think it's guts, it's why they lost.
Oh, I think it's a big part of it.
Or playing poorly.
It's a big part of it.
Why? It's not guts, it's scheme.
Karl Anthony Towns standing in the corner like a puppy dog is scaredness. That's what it is.
Or scheme, because he's told.
Well, it can be both. It can be a combination of both. But tonight's the night we find out if they're tough. Because if they're tough, they win this game going away. And I think they will, by the way. Like, I think the Knicks will win this game by double digits. And Knicks fans will walk into their respective jobs or see their friends tomorrow and be like, yeah, we're back. We sent the message. And if they don't, then I'm wrong. If they don't, then they're not who we thought they were.
And remember,
if they don't, then maybe we are talking about a long series that ends with the Detroit Pistons shocking the world.
Tibbs cried about the officials after game two. They'll get the whistle.
I agree.
But I do think it's going to be like a Brunson 40-point game. I still think he's going to put – I was talking to one of the fans off air here. You didn't get his name? His name was Fred.
Was it Fred?
His name was –
Fred, can you stand up?
Xavier, stand up. Joe?
Is there a Louis? No, a Vito?
Boy.
We'll get there eventually.
Tommy
Chris.
Hasn't talked to anybody all afternoon.
Maybe his name was Tommy. I forgot.
But, you're talking to yourself.
Well, what I told him was, maybe I made him up. I told him that last year the Knicks were a team where if JB took over, it made sense because he was the one true superstar on the team. They brought in other superstars. They brought in Karl Anthony Towns. He's a second superstar. You got to get him more involved. And if Kat doesn't demand the basketball, which he should, you still got to find ways to get him the ball. That's on Tibbs. That is on JB. But it's still on Kat to be more involved. Like last year, JB puts the cape on. I get it. He leads the team. That's the way they were constructed. And this year, they have other stars. OG Anunoby was Kawhi Leonard when Brunson was hurt. He sucked the other night.
If you power rank who you blame for Kat being basically non-existent in the second half, I think based on Tiki's answer, you would say it's Jalen and Tibbs 1-2 and Kat's number three.
Tibbs and Jalen 1-2.
Okay, so Tibbs 1, Jalen 2, and the guy who actually did nothing is number 3, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How would you power rank?
I would power rank a Cat number 1.
Thank you.
And I would say Tibbs 2, but I would put Brunson on that list. I feel like you're leaving him
off. How is it Cat's fault when he doesn't control the ball?
Because
he's not a ball handler. Okay. He's not a shot creator.
Football's a little different, but if they were throwing the ball around, did you ever go in the huddle and go, if you don't hand me this ball, Eli, I'm going to, give you a wedgie? Like,
no,
at some point, you got to say, give me the basketball.
Back in my day, they had to hand you the ball to the running
back. All right, fair enough. But
they had to.
Tiki didn't have any shots in a playoff game in the fourth quarter, no points in the second half.
Okay,
that's
so whose fault is that?
It's on him.
You want him to get the Brock and just take a bad shot?
No, I want him to get in the post with Tobias Harris, Long Island native.
Tobias Harris?
He's my size. Give him the ball. Demand it.
How could Tobias Harris be taking you out of this game?
It should.
How is that possible? We all know Tobias Harris.
You sound really anti-Nick right now.
I'm not anti-Nick, but I'm trying to be fair.
Wow.
The chemistry is not good. And last year, they beat a Philly team that was clearly on the way down. Look at the season they had this year. This Pistons team is going to be good. They're just not there yet. They need another star player to go with Cade Cunningham.
I'm sorry.
They should not lose this series, and they've lost, four out of six quarters, or six out of eight quarters, I should say.
I apologize. You said that the Knicks have bad chemistry?
All right, drag up an old tweet.
Here we go.
July 15th.
Posted or toasted?
July 15th?
July 15th, 2024.
Okay.
Mikal Bridges and Cam Payne are friends. The Knicks are going to have the best chemistry in the history of sports.
Ooh.
Tommy?
That was July, Tommy. So April, Tommy.
I won't lead us.
Shut up, negative Tommy. This
the
is
the best chemistry in the history of sports.
Yeah, I thought they would. They were dudes, they were dogs, and through the power of friendship, they would do damage. Now, trading Dante obviously offset that, but I thought bringing in Cam Payne.
Tiki, can you read this tweet for me? Because my eyes are hurting me.
Bridges Tommy. And Cam Payne?
Yes.
Our friends?
Yeah, what is this last part say?
The Knicks are going to have the best. Okay. It should be bold and capitalized team chemistry in the history of sports.
In the history
Tommy.
Of sports.
Not basketball, not New York sports, all sports.
I'm going to do it. I'm calling the funeral home. Positive Tommy's passed away.
No, positive Tommy's unkillable.
I don't know what the embalming is going to look like, but he is. He's long gone. If we brought the L's with us, which we didn't, we left it in the studio, that tweet is worthy on this moment of you wearing it out.
Right.
But am I wrong, though?
About what?
The chemistry. It's not there.
So what I would say to you, can I counter this?
Yeah.
They have played 84 games together. For the most part.
Not entirely.
For the most part, Jalen Brunson played this season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For the most part, Kat played this season. Mikal Bridges played this season. Okay? OG Anunoby had one of the healthiest seasons of his career. He played this season. Explain to me like I'm a 2-year-old how we could be sitting here on April 24th with a roster that's played together, and you're like, chemistry's still not there.
Well, for starters, a guy like Bridges who went from, and I say this respectfully because I don't think if you're a star player, you're a role player. He went from a role player, a team that went to the finals, to then being a star of the Nets or the supposed star, to being a role player, to where Brunson was out. He had to be a star player again. When JB went out, guys had different roles. He comes back, and late in the game, they don't know what to do because it's dribble, dribble, and he takes over. That's where the lack of chemistry all season long,
but
I
that's
feel
on
like.
Cat?
For demanding the basketball, Teak, it's just, as a fan, you just want to see the guy get in the post. If he doesn't get the ball, at least I could say, you know what? He tried.
Here's what I would say.
He wanted the ball. If they don't give it to him, then fine.
Take away the demand. Let's just talk basketball. Why would you have Karl Anthony Towns? Tell me the strategy between Karl Anthony Towns standing on the right side.
There isn't one.
Okay. That's then. Thank you.
There isn't one.
It makes no sense.
But why would he do it unless he's told to do it?
Look,
I don't know the why anymore, other than it's not good and it's not smart.
Of course it's
Carl Anthony Towns draws double teams. He had one touch, or two touches technically, in the fourth quarter of this game. On one of those, a double was drawn. Use that to your advantage. Find the open shot maker. You know what I mean? Like, Carl Anthony Towns, who's not a good defender, is not a good defender. Standing there makes no strategic sense.
We are live from American Dream and the Dream Bar.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On a draft day Thursday, on a Knicks game 3 Thursday, Tiki and I heard an absolutely incredible story. If you missed any of the show, you can rewind it. One of the things that happened on this show today is we spoke to Tyrone Tracy, who's a very, very likable guy. It's why I've declared he's my favorite Giant of all time.
Is he still your favorite Giant of all time?
Yeah. Yeah, for the rest of the night, he is. Card subject to change. But I just heard a story from two guys, two kids, I would say. I can call anybody kids now because I'm in my 40s, who were lucky enough to catch Tyrone Tracy's gloves after he scored his first NFL touchdown.
Yes, because he gave them away.
Right. He threw them out. He was all excited, right. Very excited. These two guys are here. They went up to Tyrone Tracy, and they said, would you like your gloves back? You two are classy individuals. I can't believe that. And Tyrone was like, no, man, that's great, but thank you. So we decided, actually Tiki decided, because I'm not that nice of a guy. Tiki was like, you know what we should do for these guys?
Mm-hmm.
Let's give them an autographed football signed by Tyrone Tracy.
Nice.
So there you go, for being a good Samaritan.
There you go, bud.
Good job, thank man. You. What's your name again? Steven.
Steven.
Steven and who? And David.
Steven.
You guys are class individuals. Good for you. Share the football with them, all right?
Hey, who are you? I thought Larry O'Brien was sitting next to me.
Thank you, man.
Larry O'Brien, I'm going to sweat it to death.
Yeah, Larry O'Brien came up to me during the last commercial break. Of course, Sean has been dressed like the Larry O'Brien trophy all day. And he said, have I served enough?
Oh.
And even I had to show some, like, remorse. And I was like, you know what? You have. You're sweating. I'm even sweating still from laser tag 4 hours
Your
ago.
Your deodorant's falling apart.
You know, when it gets
that
one?
Low, you should probably get a new one.
It is what it is, man.
Oh, my God. He's lifting his shirt up.
There's some things you can't unsee.
Sean has lifted his shirt up, and there is blubber everywhere. And he is now sticking the deodorant on said blubber.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
That's why, hopefully, blurted that
out. I forgot about TV.
Yeah.
You forgot about TV? Oh, TV didn't forget about TV. Nice. They know that they just saw that blubber.
You do smell better now, though.
You have a gold face. I mean, what's the difference?
I forgot about the face.
Now, Tiki, I want to warn you about something.
Yes.
About 10 minutes ago, while we were talking about Carl Anthony Towns,
yes,
there was a guy here. I don't even know if he's still here, but there is a fellow here, good guy, who was screaming in the background. He was not happy with your opinion on Carl Anthony Towns.
Why not?
And he decided to call up and address it. Now, I don't see him anymore, so I think he may have left American Dream, and that is JR in Somerville. JR, how are you, sir?
Yo, yeah, I'm on the turnpike right now. And
JR, you were here?
Yeah, I was here. You listen, the time for you, Tiki, is so long, I don't even want to deal with it.
Okay, go ahead.
But
I'll let you rant for a second.
Oh, well, you sound like the guy who was the 23-0 off in the Meadowlands in 2006 after winning your best year. Okay? We need to go hard on Carl Anthony Towns. This is really one of those games where he needs to be held accountable if he does not come through. All right? His whole career has been based on the fact that he's soft. If you're blaming Tibbs, if you're blaming
But he's not soft.
Yes.
Everybody keeps saying he's soft.
He played soft in game two.
Oh, Whoa. He tells you to notice he's soft, okay? He's hiding in the corner, and I'll tell you why he's hiding in the corner. That's one of the reasons.
Because Tom Thibodeau told him to go in the corner and wait for the rock.
Tom Thibodeau doesn't tell you what to do when there's 15 seconds on the clock. It's read and react game. The guy hides in the corner. Josh Hart comes up and sends the pick. That's a problem. I don't know how you can't see that.
It's a problem.
It is not. Okay. I would concede it's a problem that he's in the corner.
Yes.
We're not debating that.
Yeah.
The debate is, why is he in the corner?
Well, since it makes
because he doesn't do it the entire game.
Since it exactly.
And so in crunch time, he goes and he hides in the corner. Why?
Because he's afraid.
What's the strategic reason for Tom Thibodeau sticking him in the corner?
Because Jalen Brunson has been creating the entire second half, and with Jalen Brunson creating, everybody's going to collapse. The help's going to come from the weak side or the strong side, and he's going to kick it out to one of the corners. Both guys are open in the corners. And he doesn't.
Yeah, but
he takes a shot, a fadeaway, guarded miss.
Right, but the strategy doesn't make sense when Jalen Duren is now defending Josh Hart, who's a great paint protector.
Right.
Tobias Harris is defending Cat. Drag Tobias in the paint. Make Tobias have to defend the paint. It doesn't even make strategic sense. It only comes down to the fact that Cat's scared of the moment.
What were the circumstances in this game? The Knicks were leading the whole time?
No, they were trailing at that point.
So what's the quickest way to come back?
What, just chucking up threes?
Get open threes.
Well,
so I actually understand what the strategy is.
Cat drawing doubles can get you open looks.
From who?
From whoever's on the floor, from Jalen Brunson, from Mikal Bridges, if you actually play.
How many three-pointers did Jalen Brunson take in this game?
But that's not the point.
It is the point. How many did he make? How many did he make?
I don't have the box score in front of
exactly. He made 4 out of 12. All right. Josh Hart, how many three-pointers has he taken confidently this season?
Well, but if you have
exactly.
If you have open looks,
is Deuce on the floor? Yeah, Deuce is on the other side, on the other wing. Did Jalen Brunson get it to either one of them?
So why is it a good strategy?
The answer is no. It's not a good strategy.
So then why is it happening?
I'm not debating the strategy. So you're debating the strategy. I'm not debating the strategy. I'm debating what the player is told to do. You know, he's told to go in the corner. Jalen's going to collapse the defense. We're going to kick it to you, but Jalen doesn't kick it to him. He takes a contested shot in the paint.
You know what this is going to lead to?
What's that?
If Karl-Anthony Towns doesn't...
Karl-Anthony Towns is scoring 42 points today.
Is he? Is it all going to be is it all going to be in the first half?
It doesn't matter. He's going to score 42 points. He's going to take 8 three-pointers and hit 6 of them.
And if he does that, no, great. Good for the Knicks. They will likely win, and this issue can go away.
And then you're wearing the L tomorrow because you're wrong about him.
No, I'm reacting to game two. I couldn't be wrong. I told you the Knicks are going to win.
You're not reacting to game two. You're calling Karl-Anthony Towns soft.
I'm explaining what happened.
You're saying that he is somehow creating the strategy that relies on
him. He gets pushed off the block constantly. He doesn't show a toughness. In game two, he didn't. Is that going to change in game three? You haven't asked my prediction. Ask me.
What do you think is going to happen with Karl-Anthony Towns in game three?
He's going to have a great first half disappear in the second
half. How many paint points is he going to have?
In the first half or the second half?
Period.
I think he'll put up big numbers because I think the Knicks are going to blow him out.
42.
Well, I don't know about 42.
Okay.
But I think he's going to have a big first half. My concern is what happens.
42 points. All right, I'm on.
Bet that.
Can you bet that?
Exact number.
Exactly. 40 plus. Oh, I think you get 40 plus. You know what? I'm going to parlay that with Abdul Carter.
Going to the Saints.
Let's see.
And by the way, Teak,
if Abdul Carter goes to the Saints, something is wrong. Really wrong.
And if it doesn't change with Karl-Anthony Towns, let me just give you a little future update.
Yep.
What's going to happen is they're going to try to trade him to the Phoenix Suns for Kevin Durant.
No.
That's what's going to happen.
Do you want that?
No. I'm not doing what I want. I'm telling you what will happen if things don't turn for Kat in this series. That's what they're going to try to do.
How much money are you winning?
$5 wins me $150.
Nice.
For Kat to score 40?
I did it.
Wow.
Because I'm not paying you for your ass money for the ride.
I did it.
Now, Tommy, as a Knicks fan, do you feel FOMO? What's it called? FUBO?
FOMO.
FOMO. And then you have to join on the Cat plus 40 bet?
No. Oh, to join? No, I absolutely not. I'm gonna
it's a pro Knicks bet?
It's a pro Knicks bet.
Right.
So I'm down. The other night it was an anti-Met bet, betting Castellanos at a homer, so that felt dirty.
Yeah.
But as far as pro Knicks, betting Cat to go over 40, I'm cool with that.
All right, let's get to some of your phone calls. Sean is calling from Queens. How are you, Sean?
Evan, what's up? Tiki, how you doing?
What's up, dude?
I want to try to bring, you know, my realistic point of view to this, and I think a lot of things that people are forgetting is, first of all, disclaimer, I think Kat's soft. But that being said,
are you a Knicks fan?
Really old. I'm a diehard Knicks fan. And okay, I wasn't really on board with the trade at the time, but he kind of won me over, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing. I think his knees are old. I think they're older than he is. And I think sometimes you see him disappear throughout the season, and you don't realize why he's sitting in the corner. He's sitting on the top of the key, not running hard down the court. I think a lot of that has to do with he has rickety knees. And I think they're trying to hide that and not admit it so that people know to attack him. And, you know,
Sean, if that's the case, what doesn't make sense, and this is the thing that would bother me or that's frustrating about Karl Anthony Towns, is that early in games, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's one of the most efficient big men you'll ever see.
What is this, his 11th year?
Has it been 11 years already? My God.
Drafted in 15?
Well, so not 11 years, so but he's close.
Yeah.
So the fact that, and again, if you go back to January and February, and Tiki and I didn't fight about it, but I would bring it up, and I'd say, hey, look, man, my only concern is how come Cat like disappears in the final 5 minutes of games?
Yes.
And I think your answer, and I remember CP was on with me, and I asked him it too, and he's like, well, Jalen's Captain Clutch. Like, yes. Oh, why would you not want Jalen? I'm like, I get it, he is clutch, but I want my second best scorer by a lot to be a part of the mix in the fourth quarter of games. And so it was always a warning sign that was always around this team. And what happened in game two was like a punch in the face because it was so alarming. And so I don't buy this, well, he's got knee issue. Well, what about the first half?
Right.
What about most games season until the final 5 minutes?
When you're running around, it does wear you down. If you have bad knees, you get fatigued.
So you really think that's it?
I mean, if you have bad knees, your quads get fatigued, your hamstrings get fatigued, and all of a sudden your joints are carrying all the load as opposed to your muscles.
By the way, I feel like the last couple segments, there's a lot of negativity around the Knicks. It feels like just like a lot of negative energy.
It's Tiki's fault.
He's rising from the grave.
Blaming Jalen Brunson, I hate
positive Tommy. He's rising from the grave.
He is. As my name tag says here, it says Positive Tommy. So Positive Tommy came bearing gifts. I have gifts
for
Tommy. You have to participate. You have to participate.
Oh, jeez.
So first we have a foam finger for Evan.
Oh,
take that out of the wrapper.
It's got a Knicks logo on
it. I don't care.
A
season ticket holder.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up. Sean, if you wipe your face with this, we're going to have an issue. We have a Knick towel for you.
Knicks forever.
My face isn't what you have to worry about wiping.
Okay. Oh, shut up. We have a towel for Tiki. We're going to wave those. And I have a chain here. So we're going to change up the vibes.
It says Brewing Legends. Oh, Knicks.
Duncan. We love Duncan.
Oh, it's a Dunkin' Donuts Knicks connection.
Let's go, Knicks.
Oh, here. So I'm a generational talent.
Tommy, you're right. Always.
All right. You're so right. On three, right. We're going to stand up. No. What
no,
is
I'm
that?
Ready. I got my foam finger. I'm ready to go.
What's on your other hand there?
Nothing.
Handsome.
I got my foam finger. Let's go.
Let's stand up as
okay,
a show here.
Here we go.
All right. We're going to do Let's Go, Knicks.
All right.
Here
we go.
Everybody in the audience.
We've got to wait for the camera.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
You're standing up already.
Shut up, Megan.
One, two, three.
Let's go, Knicks. What's with this Nets jersey?
Yeah.
I don't want no Kenyon Martin jersey.
He played for the Knicks.
Yeah, but that's a Nets jersey. Get that garbage out of here.
Garbage.
Let's
garbage.
Go, oh, Knicks.
Let's go, Knicks.
I don't hear
Leaf
you.
Leave go, Knicks.
I don't hear you.
Let's go, no, Knicks. Your both fingers you. Upside Let's down. Go, you got to turn it around.
Give me this.
Let's go, Knicks.
Thank you, Tiki.
I'm not playing this game.
Jeez, Evan. Way to play
Let's
a
go, Knicks.
Can I have my Kenyon Martin jersey?
I threw it out in the garbage.
That was a gift from a listener.
It's in the swamp somewhere here.
Shouldn't you be rooting
you,
for
I'm
a
sorry.
Knicks win tonight and saying, let's go, Knicks?
Why would that be? Thank you, sir.
The more Knicks playoff games, the more money in Evan Roberts' pocket as a season ticket holder who likes to resell his tickets.
It's not about me.
Let's
I will
go
be
Knicks.
At game five, by the way. I have made that decision. I will be in the building for game five. I haven't decided who I'm taking. It's between Tiki Barber. Our boss, Ryan Hurley, he's a candidate. Tom Izzo, who works here, does a great job with digital. And also that guy dressed as Elvis. Those are the candidates.
Not going to go against the king.
I'm not going to go against the
those
king.
Those are my candidates for the Knicks against the Pistons in game number five.
Yeah, game yes. number five.
Let's go. Oh, this is a great question. Jack in Secaucus, ask away, sir.
Hey, guys, really quick, I was also there at the American Dream, and it was awesome getting to see you guys. Sean's head was just too shiny, so I had to get out of there.
Damn.
Anyways,
respect, Jack. Thanks for coming by, Jack.
Of course. Hypothetically, if you had to trust a pick from one of the sons of, would you trust Carson, Shane, or Brick Johnson to take your draft pick?
That is a great question. Great. It makes me want to put it on as a Twitter poll
you
just
should.
To see what people would say.
And it's not even close.
Who is it?
It's going to...
Are you serious?
Brick bases on Madden ratings, which I think is really
no,
smart.
No, but we have fundamental proof that Carson Shane knows scouting. He would love Jaden Daniels. It's Carson Shane.
Yeah. All right. Amador, who do you trust most with picking a making a first-round pick? Is that how you'd phrase it?
Yes.
Who would you trust most making a first-round pick? Carson Shane. His name is Carson?
Yeah. Yes.
And then Brick Johnson.
We know the answer. Whether it's monthly, weekly, it's Carson daily. All the time.
Thank you. Let's go to Eli in Brooklyn, New York. What's up, Eli?
What's up, Eli?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up?
First of all, great show. And, yes, Tommy's right. There's way too much negative Knicks energy, so I'm going to change it to the
That's
draft.
That's because positive Tommy died earlier today.
Nah, nah. He's unkillable.
He's unkillable. Him and BC.
Right. Go ahead.
I won't lead us.
Thank you. You know, so, by the way, you should know, Evan, I'm talking about the draft and Buck. About Christian Hackenberg, first of all. I think actually Tiki is right. Christian Hackenberg isn't a bust. I think there's a new level that we need to create, and it's going to be called Christian Hackenberg.
So he gets his own, like, verb. Yeah. Fair enough. Christian Hackenberg was such a bust, he never got to play. Mm. That is a level. You know almost fits that, by the way? I got another guy, and I'll let you continue, Eli. Trey Lance. Like, Trey Lance played. I can't say he didn't play.
Yeah, but barely,
but he so barely played with San Francisco and then with Dallas. And where is he now, by the way?
That's a good question.
He is.
New team, where he?
Or new team, who it is?
Who this?
Trey Lance we're talking about?
Yeah. We'll get to the answer. But anyhow, Eli, continue on. I have no idea.
Either way.
San Antonio Bahama.
Christian Hackenberg. I think actually Christian Hackenberg at one point went to the Memphis Showboat, and he couldn't even make the roster over there. So, yeah, that was awful. Someone could fact check me. Either way,
Trey Lance. Yeah, Trey Lance is with the Chargers, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah, I would have never known that. Either way. Yeah. So
go ahead.
I had a draft question for Tiki. Basically, there's a the big running back from Arizona State, Camps Katabu, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just got into college.
He became
football,
viral in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I just got into college football at the beginning of the season, and I was watching him the whole season, and then he became viral in the playoffs. But I loved him since, like, the second or third time that I saw him, because he's, like, the definition of Tommy's dude's dog and damage. He's gritty, he's tough, he gives everything. And, you know, I was wondering, why is no one talking about him? And I said I needed to call a really smart former NFL running back. And, well, none of them were available, so I called UTG.
Come on!
No, I'm kidding. But either way, I think I just wanted to hear your thoughts on him and why no one's talking about him and if he can become a really good NFL quarterback, running back.
I think he can be a serviceable running back in the league. He's probably not going to be an every down 20-touch-a-game kid, but he's got an energy about him. Like, there's a positive upside to him. The reason he's not getting a lot of hype is because he didn't play a lot. His first 2 years, I don't think he played at all. His third year, it was 700, 800 yards. And then last year, he exploded at 1,700 yards. The team made the college football playoff. Obviously, it was expanded. And he went viral because of his energy. I think he's going to be a good player. I don't see him going much higher than maybe the third round.
Interesting. I think going into this draft tonight, besides our own teams, because that's obvious.
Right.
The Jets, the Giants, who are we going to pick? The thing I'm most intrigued by is if a team is really going to trade up and be aggressive
to get
Ashton Jeanthi. See if Saquon Barkley's season really changed the view of running backs, especially at the top of the draft. Because it feels, and you called this, by the way, you said this in like September. You said the view of running backs is going to change for the good again.
Right.
And it was early in the season. And you turned out to be right because the view has changed. Has it changed enough where we're going to see a team? And there have been rumors of Jacksonville, Chicago, the Raiders moving up even further to get up there and say Ashton Jeanthi is a game changer.
You heard this a lot during the start of the regular football season. And some people were even talking about banning this, and that is the too high safety look, right? You heard that a ton. Teams are tired of getting crushed over the top by playing one safety. Because you have one safety in the middle of the field, he's got to make a decision. So if he goes right or left, or depending on which side it is, the other side could be wide open if the corner gets beat. And so you saw a ton of too high safety looks. that necessarily means that there's one less guy in the box. As a result, offensive coordinators who aren't dumb are going to turn around and hand the ball off.
Right.
And if you have a running quarterback, like teams seemingly now are gravitating towards, Jaden Daniels, even Pat Mahomes will scramble if he doesn't have those looks down the field. Running, being able to run the ball became important again. And so if that persists defensively, these two high safety looks, teams are going to run the ball.
Right.
I mean, it's just stupid not to.
Right.
And so if you have a good offensive line, if you have a quarterback who can take the top off of a defense, teams got to back up. It's going to create space. And with the running backs that are these really good athletes, like Aston Jinty, like obviously Saquon Barkley, you give them space, they make one guy miss, and there's always one guy. You can make that one guy miss, big plays are going to start happening.
We thank SNY. They came out today, did an excellent job. And coming up next on SNY will be Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's next on SNY. Great job. Thank you very much for coming out here today. Let's go to Rick in Garden City. Good afternoon, Rick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Big fan. I'm here thank with you, my Rick. Daughters, and they have never seen the show on TV before. And they had a question for you guys. This is Grace and Ainsley here.
Why is Sean's face so yellow? Okay.
Well, thank you very much for asking that question, and thank you very much for coming out here today. Sean Morash, the floor is yours for anyone just tuning in. Why is your face a beautiful shade of gold today?
My face is a beautiful shade of gold because, like a moron, I believed in the 2024-2025 New York Rangers that they would have a further spring run than the New York Knicks. And not only did they not have a further spring run, they never even made spring. So they're not here. I dressed as the Larry O'Brien trophy. I have now taken off the rest of the trophy, and I think there's a chance I'm driving home good as gold with the face.
Nice.
I believe Tiki Barber.
People are going to stare at you like, what in the hell is wrong with that?
Hopefully it means they get the hell out of my way and I get home before the Giants pick.
As he was explaining the answer, Tiki, and guys, don't say anything. This is a discussion between me and Tiki right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea.
What's that?
I think that Sean Morash should represent Yankee fans. I think Tommy Lugauer should represent Met fans.
No.
And I think the same exact bet that was made between who goes further or who goes farther should happen between the Mets and the Yankees. Now, I don't know what they should dress as the loser, but don't you agree in this electric baseball town we live in that the Mets versus the Yankees, which these two represent so well on WFAN, should be brought to another level? Again, talking to Tiki, and then you guys can respond.
I think any kind of wager we can do on our show is outstanding.
Okay.
Because our great listenership on WFAN and the Odyssey app, free Odyssey app, by the way, they love when we create bits like this.
And what they don't
understand. Yes, Tiki, yes.
No, hold on. We're not done yet.
The big speech.
And the other thing, Tiki, is that it doesn't matter if one believes in their team or not, they represent their team.
That's correct.
So even if you're negative towards the Mets or you're positive towards the Rangers, it's not about that. It's about representing half of our city by putting shame on the line. So it doesn't matter if Tommy's like, you know what, guys, I don't believe in the Mets.
How can you not believe in the Mets, Tommy?
I had picked them to win 120 games.
But don't you agree that it's not even about if you have confidence, it's about representing our fine fans?
Right. How do you not believe in the Yankees, Sean?
Hold on.
Why are you towering over me right now?
Because everything you said just got me so excited. Evan always wants me and Tommy to be the show ponies.
Wow.
Evan, I said something yesterday on the air. So since you've opened up your big mouth that you love these show bets, I declared the NL East over.
You did.
Here's a simple bet. If the Mets, because you refuse to admit it's over, ever give back the NL East lead all year long, I will go head-to-toe orange and blue Met gear.
Okay.
But if they don't lose the NL East lead at any point this year and finish NL East champions,
I like what you're doing, Sean.
You, sir, Yankee pinstripes painted on you, head-to-toe for a show. I have confidence in my Mets, Evan. Do you?
Evan walked right into that one.
Yeah, he did. Tommy sits on the side.
I'm laying back on that one.
Leave Tommy out of it for once.
Are you scared?
You guys are
you scared?
No, they're suckers.
Want
they don't
Soto.
You do have Soto. It's the best Met. You know?
He's got a counter for
they
this.
Don't. No, there's no counter. Right. You guys don't understand me. You've worked with me for almost 2 years now. Tommy should understand me.
I do understand.
I love my team so much. The Jets, the Nets, the Mets, The Islanders a little bit less. They're my fourth team. But I love my three teams so much that what do I do on a nightly basis, Tommy?
You emotionally hedge.
I emotionally hedge. I'm willing to lose money for the happiness of my team winning. Are you telling me that the Mets are going to go wire to wire and win the National League East?
My Mets, the 2025 Mets, are going wire to wire because I believe when I was told you got to believe.
You can frame it however you want. If the Mets go wire to wire and win the division, Tiki, you know how many times they've won the division in my lifetime?
Four.
No, not even remotely close.
None?
The answer is two.
That was close.
Twice. I'm a 41-year-old middle-aged schlub. I've seen them win two divisions. You bet my ass I'll dress up however you want if they're going to go wire to wire.
So
pinstripes, a
it.
Dress,
and we got
a deal. Gold dust, a Nick I don't care. Give me my division, and I'll give you whatever you want.
So whatever? Whatever?
I don't care.
Then this is what I want.
No, you've already said what you want.
No. The well, Mets, you said dress. The Mets go wire to wire and win the division. Evan Roberts, that first show after they are division champions, comes in, painted head-to-toe Yankee pinstripes in a pinstripe Speedo. You said wear anything.
Then we lose. Yeah. That's the problem.
I don't care what sock you stuff in there.
Hey, SNY, you might want to take the day off. Take that day off.
Re-air the Bartolo Colon home run game.
Deal?
I will allow my agent, Tommy Lugauer, to negotiate the terms.
Okay.
But as an emotional hedger, if you're telling me the Mets are winning the division wire and they're never going
to
see second place again, I'll give you whatever you want.
Great.
I don't care.
Deal.
Do you know how much money I would lose betting against the Mets to emotionally hedge? So I'll look like an ass for a day. I look like an ass every day. Look at me now. I have a ripped shirt and a haircut that looks like it was done by a blind man. So trust me. I don't care.
Okay.
So,
deal.
You like how they wrote me into this?
Good swerve.
Thank you.
Good job, Sean.
Because he always wants everybody else paying off their debts. This time you will.
That's fine. And what do you do when the Mets fall to second place for a day and a half?
I'll do the blue and orange pinstripes.
Now, I want to get this clear. Let's say, and I hope I'm wrong, I hope the Mets go wire to wire. I want everyone to understand I put my love of my team ahead of me being a loser. I don't care about that. I don't have enough ego to care what I look like for one day. I already look like a schlub. If the Mets fall out of first place in 2 weeks, which could happen.
I lost the bet.
You are going to do this immediately without waiting.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you do it immediately and you take him to the game.
Done.
Good point. I show up to a game at City
100%.
Fine.
That's easy. All right. We'll come back. We'll mix in some more of your calls. Reaction to the Knicks-Pistons game 3 tonight. And obviously some final thoughts on tonight's NFL draft, which is literally 2 hours away. We are live from American Dream at Dream Bar on this beautiful Thursday in the great state of New Jersey. I should run for office. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.